Madam President, Madam Director General, Excellency, Ladies and Gentlemen. Due to the important missions of the Royal Thai Government, my minister cannot personally participate in this assembly. His Excellency has requested me to convey his message to all of you, and I leave. Madam President, achieving equitable access to healthcare at a possible price or universal health coverage is not only the health equity, but more importantly, a valuable tool for achieving poverty reduction. After one decade of implementation of the Thai universal coverage, more than 100,000 households were prevented from illness-related poverty. Furthermore, Madam President, we don't have to wait until we are rich to achieve the universal coverage. Thailand started by covering the poor in 1975, when our GDP per capita was mere $400. After 20 years, we achieved universal health coverage at the GDP per capita of only $2,000. So, even the poorest country in the world can start to move the first step towards universal health coverage. The Thai universal health coverage covers every essential service, from treatment of common cold to serious problems like renal replacement treatment, and all the 800 items of essential drugs. We also cover health promotion and disease prevention. Madam President, what are the important factors behind the achievements? First, we have good health infrastructure and equal distribution of health resources for more than 50 years, especially in the rural area and primary health care. The community hospital were built to cover all over the country, and health care centers were upgraded to sub-district health promotion hospital. Second, we need more money for health. The Thai public health budget gradually increased from mere 3% of the overall national budget in 1960 to 14% in 2010. More money for health can be achieved when we create enough fiscal space from reducing public debt and reduce proportion of budget to national security. Third, we need adequate management and intellectual capacity to get more health for money. This capacity produce adequate information and evidence to make proper policy decisions, especially on cost-effective interventions. In the past 15 years, we have produced more than 30 PhD on health policy and health system research. Finally, Madam President, universal health coverage is a whole government political commitment. The commitment must come from the top leader, not only the health minister. It's what our prime minister in 2001 that decided on moving towards universal health coverage. This is why we need to commit to universal health coverage, not only at this World Health Assembly, but later at the United Nations General Assembly. We should put universal health coverage as one of the most important goals for the post-MDG. We should collectively move the universal health coverage to the highest international development forum. Madam President, Thailand would like to thank the leadership commitment of Madam Director General Margaret Chan and the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to move the Universal Health Corporate forward as a global development goal. Thailand commits our full support to this movement. I thank you, Mr. President.